As I record this perspective, it is now day 4 of our school district shutdown because of COVID-19, and I'm about stark raving loony for two reasons. First, e-learning is going to be no substitute for the intellectual fervor of a good class discussion. And second, junior high kids are hilarious, so I'm missing the dozens of good laughs I often get in a day. None of us will be getting the brain food to which we are accustomed. Then there's the problem with kids getting actual food. Catastrophes always have a way of exposing fundamental problems with economic structures. Here's a statistic that embodies one of those problems. According to countyhealth.org, averaging all counties in the WNIJ listening area, 47% of public school students receive free or reduced breakfast and lunch. What this means is that the income levels of those kids' households hover at a level where food insecurity is an ongoing problem. Or we could look at it another way. There are large pockets in this first world country with large pockets of third world country problems. Perhaps with this disaster, we will figure out a way to take out the poor in the term working poor and shift it to working and doing okay. On a positive note, make it a point to thank those in your local school district who, in a matter of a few days, worked out the monstrous logistics to get food to those kids who need it. They represent the very best of what it means to be a public servant. I'm Andrew Nelson, and that's my perspective.